another day. So many pressures, but I try. Help me on this journey, for I am weak and yearning, for only you can provide the strength that I need, the will to succeed. I'm asking for you to take hold of me. I'll just keep holding your hand till I make it. There's no need to think that I could even last or take it. But I will trust in you, dear Lord. That's where I'll stay. I'll keep holding your hand all the way.
I'll keep holding your hand all the way. Only the Lord can help us make it. We are helpless of ourselves, but with His power, there's no failure. Now, the broadcast today is going to be an exceptional one. I really want you to hear every word. I want you to share it with somebody else. I want you to find many of the Christians, so-called, of our day in nominal churches, in Laodicean churches, unprepared for the coming of the Lord, but have been told things that are theologically just absolutely untrue, and they need to get ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, our program today is the Laodicean church, the seventh, remember, the seventh of seven church periods within the whole church period, the whole church era, the seventh of the seven, the last of the seven. And so we see in this a picture of the church today. Right now, in this hour, we see a picture of the Laodicean church. Now, I'm going to tell you something very, very important for you to hear. I really want you to hear me, because I have no desire. I have no desire to do anything but bring you the truth. I dare not teach you anything of which this Bible is not full of. Oh, this Bible is saturated. The Laodicean church, the last of the church periods, and the church that will be left behind. I'm not talking about saints now. I'm not talking about the bride of Christ. I'm not talking about devoted people anywhere on the face of this earth. Whatever be the name of the place they worship, if they're prepared for that rapture, they're going to go. But the Laodicean church as a whole, a Laodicean church within the spirit of the Laodiceans, is not going in the rapture. Now, I'll show you that. I'll show it to you from the Bible. Do you believe the Bible? How many of you believe the Bible over what you've heard for generations, many of you older people? How many of you believe the Bible over what is being preached in the church where you now attend? How many believe the Bible first? Now, you may be in a good Bible-believing church, and I say hallelujah and praise the Lord for all of you in solid Bible-believing churches. The name of that church does not make a difference with me. What makes a difference with me is this Holy Bible. And are we really hearing all of the truth of God's word? Now, I'm going to give you a CD from the camp meeting this week. It was preached by my dear friend, Joey Yates. He pastors in Danville, Virginia. And he preached taught a lesson, but it was a sermon and a lesson together on Tuesday morning, 9:30. And it was on the gates, the golden gate that leads into the Temple Mount, where Jesus is going to enter after he fights the battle of Armageddon, after the 7-year tribulation period, when he comes to set up a millennial reign of 1,000 years. Now, there's not much of the church today that really believes in the 1,000-year millennial reign. But whether they believe it or not, the Bible is absolute and plain. And so I'm going to give you that CD. You can purchase a DVD, and that's really what you ought to do. But I want to give you the CD because I want to introduce my whole church family to the wonderful truth about the thousand-year millennial reign. Now, I'd like to talk about the millennial reign. I've done that over the last week somewhat, and I don't think there's any of you that listen to me regularly that doubt that there is a millennial reign, a thousand-year millennial reign. There's been 6,000 years since God created Adam and Eve. Approximately, we don't know, give or take, a few years. At the end of that 6,000 years, at God's appropriate time, Jesus is going to come. There's going to be a seven-year tribulation period, and then Jesus is going to come with us, the saints of God, to fight the battle of Armageddon. And he's going to go then to Jerusalem when all that is finished and enter into the Eastern Gate. The Eastern Gate used to be called the Golden Gate. It's been closed for centuries. And he told in this sermon about its closure, how everything to open it has been stopped. And by the word of God, the gate is still closed, waiting for the prince, waiting for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, to enter that gate. And that's going to be sooner, probably, than you even imagine. Now, what I don't want is for you to miss the rapture, because then you don't come back with the saints for the great battle of Armageddon. And then you don't reign with him for 1,000 years. Come on, church. I want you to hear me today. Come on, my friends, all over the church world. I want you to hear me today. We're talking about the Laodicean church. The Laodicean church, and of course those that shall be left behind. Now get your Bible. Go get your Bible. Turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. I want to read you a little bit about this church. We've been doing that on Saturdays now. Open Bible Dialogue is reading a little bit of the scripture. I want you to get the Bible right down to the core of your heart, saturated with the holy book. Saturated with the holy book. Well, let me read you. This is Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen. That's a capital A. That means Jesus Christ, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. That's what Jesus said. Now, I want you either cold or hot. I don't want you lukewarm. I want you either cold or hot. Quit claiming it, or at least get on fire with it, you know. Don't just be in the middle of it. And that's where the church world is today. I will guarantee you, when I started these lessons a few weeks ago, multitudes of you had never heard of the millennial reign. You'd never heard of, you never sung those old songs that we love to sing in old-fashioned, classical Pentecostal churches about the coming of the Lord, and Satan will be bound 1,000 years. He said, so then, because thou art neither cold nor hot, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, I don't think there's anybody that understands the literalness of the book of Revelation that doubts that that is the spewing out of this multitude of religious people, mostly never been born again. They just got religion. They shook a preacher's hand. They maybe was baptized or sprinkled. They've been through all kinds of religious activities. They even go to maybe their rock and roll church and dance in the aisles. But they never had the fire of the Holy Spirit upon their hearts. Never been surrendered utterly to Jesus Christ as Lord of all their life. Never been set apart in the life of righteousness and purity and holiness. Never cleaned up your lifestyle. I want to tell you something. I don't believe in men and women dressing like the world. I don't believe in us living and talking the conversation of the wicked. I don't believe we tell the jokes of the nasty. No, sir. We've been born again. We've been sanctified by the blood. We've been filled with the Holy Spirit if we're ready for that rapture. And we're getting ready to go with Jesus when he comes. How many of you want to go with him when he comes? What do you think he meant when he said, I will spew thee out of my mouth? Why? Because you're neither cold nor hot. Remember the great story of Christ, the parable of 10 virgins, and five of them were foolish and five of them was wise. The foolish had their vessels. They had had oil in their lamps. They had been on fire for the Lord, but they had lost their fire. They had become just pew warmers, and they lost the joy of the Holy Ghost. And so now they missed the rapture. They're foolish virgins. You say, Brother Chambers, nobody preaches that. Well, I know that. Many do not preach that because they don't want to stir up their congregation and run off all those fat wallets. You know, they don't want to lose all that money that's coming in from these religious people that left to run the church but don't know how to surrender to Christ. I'm calling you to surrender. I'm calling you to get ready for the coming of the Lord. And I'm telling you, this Laodicean church is going to be left behind. Can you hear me there? Please call me and tell me if you disagree. We're going to have a great time talking today. Let me give you the numbers before I give you a list of six characteristics of a Laodicean church. Six characteristics of a Laodicean church. You don't want to miss these. They're in print. They will be sent to you along with the CD that I'm offering you today on the wonderful message by Joey Yates about the opening of the Eastern Gate on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, where the King of Kings will enter and set up his kingdom for 1,000 years. Well, I hope you're as happy as I am. We've had the greatest camp meeting. I don't think there's ever been a greater in this place. 25th camp meeting, and it was absolutely breathtaking. The Holy Spirit came down service after service. Men and women were born again. Men and women were set apart in righteousness. The Holy Spirit found ready vessels to refill with his Spirit. It was a wonderful camp meeting, and I'm giving you one of the most important lectures of the whole sermon, let me call it, of the whole camp meeting. Tuesday morning, on the Eastern Gate and Christ's entrance, and it's my gift. Here's the number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and then the toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Now, the internet's open. Send me your email, your question by email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, my throat's a little raspy. I've been in camp meeting all week. We've had about 15 sermons or 16 since I was on this program a week ago. And they have been great sermons. Now, I didn't preach any of them, but I preached a little bit between the sermons. Don't tell anybody. I preached a little bit in the opening of the services, and I preached a little bit between the songs. I got my part in, I promise you, and I'm a little bit raspy because of it, but boy, have I had a week. It has been grand. Hallelujah. And I want you to get ready for the rapture because I want you to come back with those saints with Christ at the Battle of Armageddon. And I want you with us in Jerusalem when we set up the kingdom to reign 1,000 years. I want you right there in the middle of it. Do you hear me? I want you right there in the middle of it. So get ready and get your heart right. Now let me give you six characteristics of the Laodicean church that will be spewed out of his mouth and will go into the great tribulation. Number one, the commandments of God are being ignored and attacked as legalism. I mean, I have all the time people tell me you are legalist because I believe in keeping the commandments of God, because I believe in living by the Bible, because I believe in paying my tithes and giving my offerings, because I believe my wife ought to look like a lady and not like a streetwalker. And they think I'm a legalist. No, I'm an obedient Christian. And if you don't live by God's commandments and God's wonderful teachings in this Bible, then you are a Laodicean person. you are a Laodicean person, and you will miss the rapture. How about the way we treat the Sabbath? That's number two. The keeping of the Lord's day has been totally, almost lost to the church world. Why don't churches have Sunday night service? They can't even get the people to come on Sunday morning, much less Sunday night. Because we have treated the Lord's day like it was a fun day, a shopping day, a laboring day, everything but a holy day to be kept set apart for God and His kingdom. That's number two. Laodicean church, the loss of the understanding and the keeping of the Lord's day. And I don't believe in being legalistic in it. I believe in enjoying it. I believe in doing it because you want to do it. If you only do it because I say do it, it isn't going to do you a bit of good. I promise you. I promise you. Now, salvation from sin has been replaced with cheap grace. You can be saved any way you live. If you don't keep the commandments, you're just weak. You're not able. I know you're not able, but He is. The grace of God is. The righteousness of Christ will fill you and dwell in you and manifest in you, and you will be a shining light for Christ in His glory. So those who live in a salvation within sin and with sin are not ready for the rapture. They are Laodicean Christians. They are Laodicean Christians. Number three, the beautiful culture of womanhood. Of womanhood has been shamed and attacked until the feminine impact on society is utterly lost. Always, in every righteous culture, women have been the keepers of the great sanctity and culture of purity and righteousness before God. Womanhood is one of the most beautiful things that God ever created. Ever created. I always say a woman has got to come down off her pedestal if she wants to be like us men, because her position is higher than ours. It's different, but it's higher than ours. And so the shame today of the loss of womanhood, that women don't know how to dress like a lady, how to be modest, how to keep their bodies with great delight of their purity, how to honor their husband by being a godly wife and a godly mother, honoring her children and teaching them the right way of the Lord. This Laodicean church has lost the beauty of womanhood. The Laodicean church has lost the beauty of womanhood, and they will be spewed into the tribulation period. Number five is the Bible. The Bible is no longer the literal word of God. It's been transliterated. Notice I said transliterated, not translated, but transliterated. That's where they take the Bible, and the translator, it becomes the interpreter, and so he transliterates the scripture to make it sound like he or she thinks it ought to sound. You ought to hear my audio I did with a lesbian woman who helped put together the NIV Bible. Her name was Virginia Mollenkopf. She was a professor at that time, may still be up in New Jersey. Listen to me, church. Listen to me. Listen to me, saints of God. The Laodicean church has thrown away a literal Bible and got them a literated Bible, a transliterated Bible. And some of them are as bad as the New Age language. It is pathetic. It is overwhelming. That's the Laodicean church. Lost the Bible as the infallible, unchanging word of the living God. And number six, there's a spirit of fear. There's a spirit of disease. There's a spirit of unbelief. There's a spirit of anger. Every human weakness you can describe has flooded the church world today. That's the spirit of the Laodicean church. Now, I gave you six things that is the spirit of the Laodicean church, and that church is going to miss the rapture. That church is going to be spewed out of his mouth, and cast into the great tribulation. And they'll have to offer themselves as a sacrifice to Christ, be washed in the blood afresh. And then the Bible makes it plain, they will be mutilated, they will be shamed, they will be attacked, they will be murdered, they will be treated as dogs, even ISIS radicals within the Islamic world will not treat anybody more terrible than will be the Antichrist and his army of those that bow to Christ after the rapture of the church. Now, I thank God. I can tell you that millions and millions and millions will be saved. I've been saying lately that there will probably be more people saved after the rapture than has been saved in the last 100 years. I mean, I ought to narrow that down to 50 years. I'm not really sure. I just know there'll be a multitude after the rapture who will wash their garments in the blood of Christ Jesus and die willingly as martyrs to the Antichrist and his evil, die as martyrs for Christ the Savior. And they will be, and you will see them in Revelation chapter 7. All you got to do is go to Revelation 7, read about the 144,000 Jews sealed with the seal of God. They too get saved after the rapture. And then look at that multitude of Gentiles from the cultures of the world who get right with God after the rapture, because it's then or now, or it's then or never, I should say. I mean, it'll be terrible. I hate to think of it, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, listen, I love you. I've got joy today. I really have. Let me get my email opened up here. You know, doing these programs, you know how much I enjoy it. I mean, there's no question. Let me get my mouse working right here. I had it on the wrong surface. Isn't that amazing? Well, I'm still wrestling with my human side. Probably always will. Well, I know I always will. Now, the internet's wide open, jrc@paulcreek.org. The phones are open, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. Now, I really want you to get serious with me today and ask the most serious question you can ask. I want you to come, I mean, just come on with me and tell me where you disagree. And let me show you in the Bible that I'm right. I really want to show it to you. I don't want you leaving just saying, oh, phooey with him. No, no, no. I want to discuss. And if we never agree, I want us to be friends. And I want you to keep listening, because I've got a lot of things to say in these months to come. The Holy Spirit got a hold of me Thursday. And I opened the service with a prophecy that the Holy Ghost had just given me. And I said to the church, I said to the crowd, had a big crowd, I said, listen, we are now at the hour of free fall. The morals of the world are going down at an incredible rate. The church standards are falling away. The people of many churches are compromising just so they can exist. And many of them are being convinced that same-sex marriages may be okay, and that homosexuals may be okay, and much failure is taking place. So the downfall, the collapse of society, the collapse of culture, the collapse of standards in theology in the church is on a free fall. It's going to go down at such a pace in these months to come that if you don't be careful, you don't know where you stand, and you don't have understanding of the Bible, and you don't have some degree of discernment in your hearts, you're in for trouble. You're in for trouble. And let me take a call. The lines are open. I want to hear from you. I want you involved. You are very special, and you are on the air. May I help you?
Yes. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, sir.
And blessed and highly favored, too. Now,
thank you, sir. What am I saying? What's all right? Am I saying the truth? Are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Those six things that you just said.
Yes.
And I see them daily, everywhere around me.
Yes.
Daily. And in that same Revelations, you know, has the candlestick been removed from Ephesus?
Yes. Yes, you're exactly right. That's the same thing. People that don't obey this Bible cannot be part of the rapture. You know, and those six things, the Holy Spirit gave them to me. They came, I mean, swiftly and took hold of my head and my heart. And I knew God was showing me. Well, I've looked at it, though, for so many years. I preached years ago on the Jezebel spirit in the church. I preached years ago on this failure and falling away. And people don't want to believe me. They want to think they can get into heaven cheaper than they can get into a bar room.
All right. Here's the thing. I'm up in age. I'm up there in years. And I remember the Sonny and Cher show years ago as a child, you know, growing up. And they were so proud at the end of that show to hold up little Cassidy Bono. You understand now?
I didn't quite understand what you said there the last.
Yeah, well, they loved that little baby girl, Cassidy Bono.
Yes.
You know, from the Sonny and Cher show. Do you remember them?
I do not remember because I've never been a television person. And many of the entertainers, I just don't watch. Most of them today are doing nothing but destroying the morals and the culture of the American society.
It's the television. It's not the television.
Television. You're about right. I don't have one in my home, sir. I will not allow one in my home. I want nothing to do with them. When I go somewhere and I'm in a motel, I may cut one on for about 5 minutes just to realize how wonderful it is to be free of all that garbage.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling. You're right. And God bless you now, okay? God bless you. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I'm on air.
Yes, you're on the air.
I agree with you 100% on good old-fashioned, good, clean holiness. You can't hear and see much of it anymore, and especially down here in Gaffney, where I'm calling from, most of it is...
Do you hear me in Gaffney?
Sir?
Do you hear me down in Gaffney?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm watching you on the Internet.
Okay, you can do that anywhere in the world. All the way in Australia, all the way in New Zealand, all the way in the Ukraine, all over South Africa and the other African countries. And I'm glad to have you from Gaffney. Now, you agree that we are seeing a complete collapse of the church world and the culture of the Bible in the church world.
Yeah, that's 100%. And you know what they want to use, the word God looks at the heart. You can't use that scripture to degrade the Bible and to live a sinful and wicked life. Can't do that.
You're right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking a stand. I pray all over the church world I can wake people up to take a stand. I hope you'll call. Now, stay on. Did you order the CD? I'm offering the CD today on the entrance of Christ into the Eastern Gate, Temple Mount in Jerusalem, to set up the 1,000-year millennial reign. That's one of the greatest messages I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I ain't got no money, but...
No. I give you that, a CD.
Oh, okay.
And you stay on the line. Line three, ladies. Line three. As you stay right there, if I lose you, you call right back and tell the ladies you want the gift for today. Okay?
You have a blessed day now.
You have a blessed day, too. Line three, ladies, if you'll please get that. Line three, ladies, make sure that man gets the gift and make sure you get the gift. I want you to have that CD on the entrance of Christ into the beautiful gate. Beautiful gate, the golden gate. It's all masonried up. I mean, it's all closed off. But you remember, God's word is pure and true, and it will be opened. And you'll have all the scripture. You'll have so much Bible, you will probably want to listen to that CD a dozen times. And then you'll want to give it to somebody and let them get in the middle of it. Do you hear me? Oh, I'm telling you how important it is. Now, grab your phone. Don't want to waste a minute. I'm looking here on the Internet. I want to hear from you. You are important, and I want one question after the other, both on CD and by telephone. I want to answer your questions. I appreciate the comments, though. I do love it when people just call to say, hey, I like what you're saying. That keeps me encouraged. And so you feel free to do that. But I want some strong questions. I really want you and all of us together to know what we believe. believe and where we stand. And I want to answer questions about this Laodicean church. Now, you can't read the Bible, the book of Revelation chapter 3, and read this picture of the seventh of the seven churches, the last church within the church age. Right now, we're living in the age, the very time of the Laodicean church. And Jesus said, Joe Chambers didn't say it, Jesus said, because you're neither hot nor cold, I am going to spit you out of my mouth. I'm going to spew you out. I'm going to spew you out. Now, let me take you back and read you another verse in chapter 10. And this is about the Laodicean church. This is the Bible-believing church. It's the era that we just came out of the revivals of Dwight Moody and many of the greats who really loved God. And here's what he said to them, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep thee from. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world, upon the whole world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. So, Philadelphia church, it's a promise. You kept my word. You did my will. I'm going to keep you from the tribulation. The Laodicean church, because you're neither hot nor cold, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Could you see a greater contrast between the sixth church and the seventh church? The seventh church is the fulfillment of the church age. The sixth church is the great time of revival that the church recently, 30 years ago, kind of came out of. Now, friend, I'm telling you, we are at the hour. What line did she tell me? I do not remember. Come back and tell me. Oh, great day. I get excited. Can you tell that I get excited? I want you to make sure you're ready for the rapture. You are so important to me. You are so important. Every one of my listeners, every one of my new listeners, oh, we've been gaining listeners by the multitudes. I'm here to tell you, with us on internet now and doing telecasting, people like it better. Because they look and see, you know, the white of my eyes, and they know I'm not lying to you. All I'm doing is teaching you the truth of the Bible. Let's see if I can find it here. You on the air. May I help you, please? Oh, I got to get it up here. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Brother Chambers, there's a portion of scripture that's mentioned about the Laodicean church.
Yes.
It says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. Now, out everywhere else, we talk about God's free gift, but this actually says, buy of me gold tried in the fire. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, that's in the book of Revelation 3. It says in verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. To him that, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he will sup with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I overcame and am sit with my Father in his throne. Now, I'm not trying to see. And the scripture you're asking about, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore and repent. But there is a statement here of those being tried as by fire. That's one of the earlier churches, and I do not have it marked, and so I'm probably not going to be able to find it. But somebody will hear it, and they will probably send it to me either by text, not by text, no, I don't read text, but by internet. But you're right, that's exactly true.
Yeah, and I was just wondering why it said that we have to buy it. It sounds like it's something we may have to work for or something. I don't know what exactly it means. I thought maybe you have could enlighten us on that.
Now, I was trying to figure something else out. Would you say that last statement again?
He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold.
Tried in the fire.
In the fire.
That means under temptation and great stress, you stood the test. It simply means going through the tribulations and temptations in the world and not bowing to them. It just means when you were under fire, you lived right anyway.
Well, I tell you, I believe we're starting to feel the winds of persecution blow here in America. You know, we've always heard it across the sea. But every day in your news, the newspapers, you see a new thing where they're coming out against Christians.
They are going to take Christians' lives. If Jesus tarries 3 or 4 years, there will be people in America dying for the faith. There will be preachers in jail. There will be people suffering things that we never thought would happen until the Great Tribulation. I've been saying now for several years, there's a good possibility that we will think we're in the Great Tribulation before the rapture takes place. Now, we can't be, because the tribulation, the Great Tribulation, is after the rapture. But it can get so bad. And it's going to get so bad. I said Thursday night, I told the radio audience a while ago that I gave a prophecy Wednesday night that the Holy Spirit had given me, that there's a free fall taking place in the culture of America. There's a free fall taking place in the theology of the church. There's a free fall taking place in what churches will teach people and the standards of righteousness. It's going down the tube at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, there's another portion in Revelation where it said that dragon cast the flood out of his mouth. And I believe it's a flood of ungodliness that's coming against the people of God.
It is coming against the people of God with a fury. That was read last night. Let me see if I can find it. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. These are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and to the whole world, to gather them together for the battle of Armageddon. That actually takes place in the 7-year tribulation period.
Yeah, they had an article in the news today where they said, the Europeans said, that they just made this statement. I thought it was kind of interesting. They said if they didn't bail out Greece, that this would be the beginning of Armageddon.
Wow.
And how it's interesting how they're using biblical terms in the secular news.
Well, it's all coming apart. Disease is rampant. Everything you can imagine. Those six, did you hear me give the six characteristics of the present day Laodicean church? Did you hear me give that?
No, sir.
Well, I'll give it again in a little bit, so keep listening, okay?
Okay.
I love you, friend. Let me see where I'm at here. You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please? You on the air, may I help you, please? Are you there?
Yes, Dr. Chambers.
Yes.
I know we're beginning to get persecution from everywhere. Can you tell me what Jesus meant, turn the other cheek? Are we supposed to not fight back in any way when they attack our wives and our friends and our person?
He was talking of somebody personally coming up to you and being ugly and mean and maybe slapping you and you turning the other cheek. He was not talking about us fighting against the destruction of our culture, about us working hard to stop these politicians who are nothing but demons. I mean, Obama is a devil. He is as close to a devil as any demon in hell is close to the devil. See, human beings can become devils just like angels became devils. Do you understand that? Human beings can become devils just like angels became devils.
Yes, I believe that, and I believe that about Obama. My question, though, is what are we supposed to do when people attack us? Are we on the street?
Well, you don't seek out ugliness. You don't seek out. There's many times that you need to just go on about your business. But then there's another time when you need to reach. If I had my wife with me and somebody started to attack us, and I knew she was going to be attacked, I'd beat the devil out of him. Okay? Do you hear me? Now, if it's just me, then that's a different situation. But my wife's standing there, buddy, he's in for it. I may be a little man, but you remember those old Bantam roosters that we used to have on the farm?
Yes, sir.
I had a man coming through our parking lot recently, two of them, big old guys. And we have a school, and I went out and said, "You can't walk through here, fellas. We have a school. We got kids all over the place. You can't come through here." And one of them walked up in my face, looking down at me, and said, "Who's going to stop us?" And I walked right back into his face, and I said, "Have you ever had the hold of a Holy Ghost-filled preacher?" And he turned and walked away. He wouldn't affect the kids on this campus, not with me here. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
We at that hour, brother. We really are. Thank you. God bless you now. If I can remember where I am, I'm not sure. Are you on the air waiting on me? No, that's not it. Let me see if there's anywhere else. May I help you, please?
Yes. Good morning, Pastor Chambers.
Hey, George.
How you doing? One deceiving influence on America and the world is judgment.
Yes.
People think that Christians judge others, and we do not.
No, we just believe in discerning the truth.
We just cannot approve of the sin, but we love the sinner.
That's for sure.
And so my whole family thinks that I'm judgmental because I don't agree with them about abortion being okay or homosexuality. And so that's what's making Christians so unfavorable with most of the world, because they think that we're judgmental, and we're not. And I want Christians to remember that as you're walking around, you're not being judgmental because you are standing by the Word. We're just doing what we're supposed to do.
Thank you, George.
Yes, sir. And the other one that I wanted to mention is that for those people that are still holding the NIV and the other versions, they are absolutely the spirit of the Antichrist, because the NIV, in the Bible, it says, he who believes that Jesus came in the flesh is of God. He who does not believe that Jesus came in the flesh is not of God. And it is the spirit of the Antichrist, and that's exactly what the NIV does.
You can see a tremendous amount of reduction of Christ in the NIV Bible. It is one of the worst, and it's very deceiving. And remember, their later version has removed the him and he of God, and it's just a gender-free God. Well, I'm not serving a gender-free God. My Father, which art in heaven, is my Father.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, would you give us a comment on how to surrender intentionally so that we can be born again?
And how to surrender intentionally so we can be born again. Do you listen to me? All you need to do to truly be born again, one, admit you're a sinner. We all were born in sin. We all were sinners. We all have lived in sin. And yours may not be as bad as somebody else's, but you're still a sinner. Admit you're a sinner, and then admit that Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sins. And that by his blood, he wants to wash away all that sin and make a new person out of you. Now, once you believe him to save you and wash you, then you surrender your will to him. Lord, I will do your will. From this hour, I will take my Bible and your Bible, my word, your word, and I will live in the Bible, and I will keep your commandments, and I will let you teach me in the scripture. The Bible said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Now, today, we really are cutting some near and close quarters. We're trying to come right down to the very wire. The Laodicean church is not going in the rapture. Now, there will be people in the Laodicean church who refuse to bow and bend and burn, and they will go in the rapture because they didn't have anywhere else to go to church. And they went here and didn't like it all, but they did their best, and they lived by the Bible. So there will be people in the church world of many different stripes who will go in the rapture. But their churches and their preachers who have compromised and have allowed these six things. I want to read them again, then I'll take a call. Got prayer coming up. The commandments of God are being treated like they are legalism. The commandments, the teachings of the Bible are being treated like if you obey them, you'll be in the legalist. That's a lie from the devil. That's about the biggest lie I ever heard, is to tell me because I keep the Sabbath day holy, or because I don't commit adultery, or because I will not lie, cheat, and steal, that makes me a legalist. It does not. It makes me an obedient person who's been born again and whom God has enabled me to live by his word. Number two, the keeping of the Lord's day has been completely shammed. I mean, it has been so. No wonder you can't have church on Sunday night. No wonder people won't won't half come to church on Wednesday night or Sunday night. They don't even feel obligated to come on Sunday morning. They only come if they want to. Let me tell you, Sunday's the Lord's day. You get good and saved, you'll want to keep the Sabbath day holy. And you will keep it holy. And you'll enjoy going to church on Sunday night. Boy, is that straight. And I know there's some folks don't like it. That's okay. God will forgive you if you'll repent. Now remember, salvation from sin, not cheap grace. And then remember the beautiful, beautiful culture of womanhood. Boy, I'd like to say a lot about that again. I don't have time. The Bible has been transliterated instead of translated. You understand the difference? Transliterated means the translator took it and read it and said, well, I don't believe that meant what it sounds like it means. I think this is what it means. And so he transliterates it. And you don't get the Bible, you get some man's opinion. Most Bibles today, the new versions, are nothing but commentaries. Lying commentaries that have been cheated down and weakened until it's pitiful, it's terrible. And then, of course, the spirit of fear, disease, unbelief, and every old fleshly thing. Wow, I've had so much to say today. Well, let's take calls. We on the air and on telecast for you. The number to call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. That's the toll-free, local, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. And then email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Three ways, two phone numbers and one email, and you can contact me with your question. Now it's time to pray. Father, great Jehovah God, we weep for America. We weep for our nation. We weep for our church world. Our church world is the real difficulty of this hour. It's not the White House, Father. It's God's house, your house. That's been desecrated, that's been reduced until it's nothing but a smorgasbord of human opinion. Father, make known yourself to us. Send your judgments that will awake us, that will somehow stir us, and will bring us back to the cross. Send conviction of sin that we may see the great truths of God. Father, stop those politicians that will destroy our culture. Bring them to their end, Father. Judge them and stop them. Father, I pray, give us men and women who have a commitment of Bible truths and morality that's beautiful. I pray for a miracle in America for thy glory, Father. I pray that everybody listening to me will get a burden to pray. I pray everybody listening to me will learn to pray until they pray through, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope you're praying with me. I hope you're getting a burden to cry out to God with Brother Chambers. I'm praying for that. Now, let me mention some things. Very important. The free gift today is a CD, a copy of the message of Reverend Joey Yates last Monday, a Tuesday morning on the beautiful gate in the Temple Mount in Jerusalem where Christ will enter to set up the 1,000-year millennial kingdom. You don't want to miss getting that free gift. I can't imagine there hasn't already been 100 calls. I really can't. I really can't. It's a free gift, a free CD. Now, you will send with that a picture of all the camp meeting so you can order all of the CDs and all of the DVDs. And every one of you out there need them. We've never had anything you need like you need the material of this camp meeting. I mean that with every bit of my heart. I really do. And you on the air, may I help you, please?
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, we thought it was a blessing to hear you say Obama's a devil.
Well, you know, that's what he is. The man has become a devil. A human being can be a devil just like a demon. An angel can fall and become a demon.
Yeah.
I mean, and people who will vote for people like that, and Hillary is no better. Hillary Clinton absolutely represents the Antichrist world. Yeah. No question about it.
Thank you for your good work.
I do it with all my heart, sir. All my heart. You know, friend, we don't have time to play games. We don't have time to play games. It's time we said the truth. I don't know anything to say to you but the truth. I know I speak the truth. And these six characteristics of the Laodicean church. Now, this will be sent to you if you call and ask for the CD. We're making a booklet out of this, and we will send it to you, and it will be yours to have. You can order two copies if you'll give one to your pastor, one to your preacher. And everybody who has our email has or is on our email list, there's 30-some thousand, you will get it today. You will get it in your email today. I will send it out as soon as I get through with this broadcast. We just care about you. And if you are not on the email list, all you got to do is go on the internet, paulcreek.org, and sign up. And if you don't know how, send me your email, and I will sign you up. And I will do it before I send it today so that you won't miss today, okay? All over the world. Listen to me now. All over the world. And now, very important, I'm trying to make my announcements. Camp Meeting, the whole Camp Meeting is on DVDs and CDs. And I mean, these men who did this taping did a good job. And you're going to love it. You're going to love it. Please, very, very important. Now, these messages on Jesus Christ and the establishing of his kingdom, it is wonderful. It is wonderful. Wonderful. Thank God for his blessings. Now, I need a high school teacher for next year. Is there somebody out there that has a teaching certificate and you'd like to talk to me about teaching school for me? I've got one opening as far as I know, and I'd like to fill it quickly. And I need a pianist at our church. We are in need of a Holy Ghost-filled, godly living person who knows how to play that piano and can bless a congregation. Hey, these are things we need, and we need your help financially. We really do. If you've not been giving, some of you give occasionally. Some of you give once in a while. I need people who give every month. I need people who are just dedicated to what we're doing, and you don't play around. You can go on PayPal and send a gift. You can just mail a gift. I mean, you can call the office and they'll take the information from you. We just want to help you, and we want you involved with us. It's costly, and we're facing devils. I've got people who hate me. I got an email from a young man this morning that was raised in this church, and he's just absolutely full of spirits that are so evil and so wicked. And I sent him back and said, I'm tired of your chatter, and I cut him off of my phone. He can't call my phone no more. I mean, I'm tired of these insane people who are like clouds that are drifting around that have no water. They just want to do damage. They just want to tear it down. The things he said to me would boggle your mind. I'm amazed at that. I'm amazed at it. Here I am doing the work of God with everything in me, and he just wants to tear it down. Well, there's people like that everywhere. There really are. Call me quickly. I want to hear from you. I want to answer your question. Won't you? I love you on phone. I love to take your calls on the phone. Now, the lines are partly open. Dial quickly, 1-800. Don't play now. Quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Local number, 704-391-0588. 391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Here's a question. In the first 3.5 years of the tribulation a time of peace? No, it is not. He asked, is the first 3.5 years a time of peace? That has been preached, but that is wrong. Go to the book of Revelation chapter 6 and start with verse 1, and you'll read the seven seals of the seven sealed book. And every one of them represent everything but peace. There will be no peace the first 3.5 years. You've got to understand that. That's been a false teaching. Some people think we are in the tribulation because of ISIS and to be hidden. But I always thought the first half would be a time of peace. Also, will the Battle of Armageddon cover the last 3.5 years? Or will it be a brief time at the very end? It will be a brief time at the very end. It won't take the Son of God long to win that battle. There will be a sword going forth out of his mouth, which means the word of God, and the devil and the Antichrist will be in hell, or rather the lake of fire, so quick they'll hardly know what hit them. It will happen quickly. So the first 3.5 years is not a time of peace. It is a growing dark tribulation that starts immediately after the rapture, gets worse and worse until the middle of the tribulation, and then the Antichrist is turned loose and making people take a mark. Folks, you're talking about such hell, you don't want to be here. And you Laodicean church people who are neither hot nor cold, I beg of you, go find you a place to pray before the sun sets and pray till the Holy Spirit comes down on top of you like a storm. Clean up your life. Clean up your lifestyle. Clean up your dress habits. Clean up your conversation. Clean up the places you go. Clean up the way you live. Don't you lay on no beach and get parched by the sun. I'm telling you, that's vulgar to unclothe yourself and lay on a beach. I declare to you, God is against such godless living. And you won't live that way if you're going to go in this rapture. Are you hearing, Brother Chambers? Do you love him anyway? Can you love me when I say it plain? Or you want me to be like the rest of these preachers who all I want to do is kind of pat you on the back and get your money? No, 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 not me. You say, I'll quit sending you money if you preach holiness. Well, go ahead and quit, because I'm going to keep sending. I'm going to keep preaching this glorious truth. Do you hear me? This Bible is a holy book. And that Laodicean church is neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm. And he says, I will spew you out of my mouth. Now, I don't understand why these lines aren't tied up. I really don't. I know most of the lines are busy with people calling. Keep calling. You got to have this booklet. And you got to have that CD on the opening of the beautiful, beautiful gate on the east side of Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, where Jesus will enter to set up a 1,000-year millennial reign. You'll never doubt the millennial reign when you get through with that sermon. It's so full of Bible. It's so full of Scripture. It's so laid out with a chronological picture. It will bless your soul. And that's why I'm here, to bless your soul. Now, the lines are all closed up. I know somebody must be getting the voicemail. I'm sorry for that. But just wait or call back or leave your address on the voicemail. We'll get that too. But the ladies are here to help you. You keep ringing that phone until the sun sets if you want to. And we'll stay here and take your calls, because you've got to understand, we're in the free fall now. The free fall of culture, the free fall of doctrines, the free fall of any decency in the church, a free fall of preachers preaching the truth. We're on the free fall. Brother, you'll either stand now or you'll burn. That's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. And if you live for Christ and you do the will of this Bible, you're going to suffer tribulation, and you're going to suffer hatred, and people are going to despise you. Some of you will lose your jobs. Some of you will have to do different things to make a living. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse fast. Now, while all of this is happening, people can be saved, people can be sanctified and set apart in holiness, people can be filled with the Holy Spirit. We just had a week of it. It was absolutely grand, and you can hear me preach in the morning. You can hear me preach in the morning. Do you hear me? You be here at 10 for Sunday school, 10 till 11 for the preaching of God's Word, and you'll find yourself in the house of God. I promise you, you'll find yourself in the house of God, 5110 Tuckasegee Road, Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, I'm looking for a Holy Ghost revival. Well, I think the lines are all tied up. Do I have another question? I'm waiting on you. Not many emails today. I don't know what happened to all my email friends. Let's see if I can find my way here. I turned it around backwards. Isn't that crazy? I get my mouse turned around backwards, and then I can't get nothing. You never done that. I know. You're pure. What happened to you? But it was happening to me. It's happened to me. Well, I didn't have the right place there. I'm trying to find junk mail to see if any of you got there. Are your ears ringing? No, and that's not for the program. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. I'm just a little bit. Oh, here's a call. I'm just a little bit. You know, I'm a little bit person. I just love life. I'm sitting here. I feel so happy to do this. I'm doing all these things. I love it. I love it. Let's take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please? You are on the air. May I help you, please? Are you on the air? Oh, I got to get you up. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You on the air. May I help you, please? They must have hung up on me. Let's see here. You on the air. May I help you, please? Nope, the ladies have got them. Call me if you would like to talk. I've got about 3 minutes here left to answer your question. I want you to know something. This broadcast has been breathtaking to me. I mean, really has. We really dealt with things that's just overwhelming. Those six evidence of a Laodicean church, they are powerful. You'll get that with this, okay? Everybody that calls will get this and the CD. We will send you both this article of today's program. It goes out on the internet now for everybody that's on my internet, 30-some thousand. This past Saturday, there was 29,796,000. 29,796 computers that our message was opened on. If two people read each, that's 60,000 going all over the world, all over the world. You can be a part of this ministry. You really can. I cannot think of a ministry more wonderful for you to be a part of. It is breathtaking to me to be involved in things like this. And I want to help you. If you're not ready, please find a place to pray. Please go somewhere if you've got sin in your life and quit claiming to be a Christian and living in sin. That's impossible if you're born again, you're a new creature. And many people have you thinking you're born again when you're not. Please don't go in the further with that. I beg of you in the name of the Lord. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers.
I've got 30 seconds.
Yes, thank you for telling women how to dress. I appreciate it. I appreciate it very, very much.
How can a lady be anything but a lady and be a lady?
I believe if we're Christian, we will dress like the Bible tells us.
Thank you. I got to go. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I didn't get that one. Okay, I'm telling you, this has been a broadcast. Wow, I know the time is going out on me. I've got 30 seconds to tell you, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want you involved in this ministry. You are important to me. You are very important to me. I love you. I want your life to grow in the grace of Christ. I want you to live in the Bible. I want you to get our material. Keep calling. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I love you. Don't you miss next Saturday. Don't you miss next Saturday. It may actually get better. Did you hear me? It may actually get better. I love you.